Good morning, friends. This is Doug Fletcher coming to you live this Monday morning, January 24th. I hope you are well wherever you are listening from. This week, I'm reading to you an excerpt from my new book, How to Win Client Business. This is chapter 13, Does Cold Calling Work and What to Do If It Doesn't? Remember what mom said, don't talk to strangers. Mel Vinted, no one wants to talk to me. When I call a prospect, I get hung up on, or the admin puts me into voicemail. Of course, no one ever calls me back. Why do you think that is? I ask. I don't know. Maybe they're busy. Honestly, it drives me crazy. I feel like I'm wasting my time, and frankly, I don't think I can do it any longer, Mel said. I responded, do you ever take a call from a stranger? I guess not. If I don't recognize the caller, I'll let it go to voicemail, Mel replied. Huh, I said, I guess your prospects are not that different from you or me. Cold calling has the lowest success rate in winning new client business, representing roughly 12% according to my survey data. And if we looked at the return on investment of the time required to achieve that 12%, I'd say it's hard-won business. Just like my friend Mel, I've learned the hard way that cold calling is difficult. And I haven't found it to be very effective in my practice, and I don't enjoy it very much. If you're one of the rare individuals who have found success with cold calling, and if it brings you a solid pipeline of business, then please don't let me stop you. I've heard of sales training programs that specialize in teaching people to get much better at cold calling. It's just that I don't want to. I believe there's a much better way for most of us, although there are a few isolated cases where cold prospecting may be necessary. More about this later. I'm willing to bet that you don't like cold calling people either. And aside from it not being a very enjoyable way to spend the day, it's a difficult way of finding new clients. Most of us would be better off searching the sands of India for the next Hope Diamond. Calling strangers hasn't proven to be a great use of our time for the vast majority of service professionals. Pattern recognizing creatures that we are, we stop doing what isn't working. The trouble is this, if cold calling isn't the best use of our time, what should we be doing? Remember what mom said, don't talk to strangers. Perhaps another reason why people don't take your call is that mom's voice echoes in our heads. Don't talk to strangers. Maybe deep in our subconscious brain, somewhere are the lessons we learned as kids. If so, then maybe there's a hope. Maybe there's hope for my own kids. People generally don't gladly pick up the phone and chat away with a total stranger. Consider this scenario. Hi, you don't know me from Adam, but I'm Richard Pendarvis, and I specialize in helping turn around struggling companies. You can call me Dick. Hi, Dick. Great to hear from you. You called at the perfect time. I was just going over my profit and loss statement, and boy, are we ever struggling. Great. I mean, I'm sorry to hear that. Could I come over to your office tomorrow and share with you our approach to turning around struggling companies? That would be awesome. How about 8 o'clock? Perfect. I'll see you then. Have you ever had a cold call go like this? I'm guessing not. It hasn't for me, at least not often enough to justify sitting behind a desk dialing for dollars all day. Great. Thanks. You've told me what I already know. Cold calling stinks. What next? Well, the answer is relatively simple to understand, but it will take a commitment of your time. But I think it's a far better use of your life energy. Sticking with my childhood theme here, I'll share with you a second part of my don't talk to strangers idea. It's called the make friends on the playground concept. Making friends on the playground. Have you ever noticed kids playing on the playground? Okay, probably not, unless you have young kids of your own. Kids have no trouble making friends on the playground. You'll see a few kids playing together on the swings, taking turns pushing one another, seeing who can go the highest. And you'll also see a few kids gathered for a kickball game. A few others will be playing tag. There may be a couple of kids chasing a butterfly. Perhaps a few stay inside and read or draw. You get the picture. Kids naturally make friends by gravitating to the things that interest them. I bet if you were a grade school teacher, you could predict before recess break which ones would be doing each activity. Kids have their favorite playground pursuits, and the same kids gather together most every day. As kids get older, their interests change, but the themes remain. Kickball becomes soccer, the monkey bars become the climbing gym, tag becomes track and field, butterfly chasing becomes science club, crayons become paintbrushes. Think back on your best childhood friends. How did you meet them? Take this parable into our adult lives. As adults, we are just grown-up versions of our childhood selves. Our waistlines may have grown a bit and our hair has grayed or thinned, but really, deep inside, we're just older kids. And like kids make friends organically on the playground, we make friends in much the same way as adults. If you're into gardening, you easily make friends with others in the garden club. If you're into golf or tennis, you have a list of friends to call when you want to play. Whatever your interest, cycling, computers, cars, cooking, you have a group of friends who enjoy the same activities. Making friends in this way seems effortless, because it is. Would you pick up the phone and randomly call someone's house to say, "Hi, you don't know me, but I love trail running. Would you like to run with me tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock a.m.? The response is likely to be, "No, I don't know you, and I wouldn't like to run with you." So why do we try this approach to finding our clients? It really doesn't make a lot of sense. We'd be much better finding clients in the same way that we found friends as kids. Yes, you may be able to win client business through cold calling if you have the stomach for it, and I bet we could chop down a giant redwood with a screwdriver. Okay, there you are, folks. Chapter 13 from my new book, How to Win Client Business. There's an excerpt for you. I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you soon. See ya.